To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Do you have $10,000 or more in past due federal student loans? Well, you may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, nurse, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, then you may qualify for new federal programs to have your entire student loan forgiven. The Student Loan Council wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. And the sooner you call, the faster they can help. Get the maximum loan forgiveness, loan reduction, or consolidation available. Plus, find out in the first free call what you qualify for. A loan forgiveness specialist is standing by to answer all of your questions for free. So stop worrying about your student loan payments. If you have more than $10,000 in federal student loans, this information could change your life. Call 800-506-5810. 800-506-5810. Completely wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how. Call now. 800-506-5810. That's 800-506-5810.
Flash.
I'm Rich Ackerman. This report is brought to you by Masters.com. Log on to Masters.com through April 12th for complete tournament coverage, including real-time scoring and live full-screen HD video all week long. First round action today, Charlie Hoffman and Justin Rose, your leaders at 5-under par. Three golfers are one shot back, led by Ernie Els, playing in his 21st Masters. Right now, he's at 4-under through 13. Jordan Spieth, 4-under through 9, and Russell Henley, 4-under in the clubhouse. Phil Mickelson, 2-under for his opening round, while defending champ Bubba Watson, 1-under. Tiger Woods, playing for the first time in 2 months, is 1-over. It's time for Kentucky to reload. 7 Wildcats are headed to the NBA draft. Junior Willie Cauley-Stein, sophomores Aaron and Andrew Harrison, Dakari Johnson, and freshman Devin Booker, Trey Lyles, and Karl-Anthony Towns, who could be one of the top two picks overall, all are leaving school. The Steelers will start the season without star running back Le'Veon Bell, who's reportedly been suspended for 3 games for his arrest on DUI and marijuana possession charges. He apparently intends to appeal the disciplinary action. Baseball action today, right now, in the bottom of the ninth in Washington. The Mets lead the Nationals by a score of 6-3. Matt Harvey went the first six, didn't give up a run. He allowed just 4 hits and struck out 9. Top of the eighth, Pirates and Reds are even at 2. Top of the 7, it's the Royals with a 4-0 lead over the White Sox. And top of the 6, the Indians in front of the Astros, 4-0. Rangers lead the A's, 3-0, bottom 1. I'm Rich Ackerman.
This is Jim Rohman. You are in the Jungle weekdays from 12 until 3 Eastern, right here on CBS Sports Radio.
Listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show.
What up? It's the Doug Gottlieb Show, CBS Sports Radio, coming to you from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studio. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every single day. Mets just got their first win of the season, correct? Second win of the season. First with Matt Harvey. Matt Harvey gets his first win since this is his first win, right? First win returning from Tommy John surgery. 6 innings. Gave up 4 hits. Only walked 1. Struck out 9. How about that? Expecting more, brought to you by Ferguson. Nobody expects more than we do. I don't know what your expectations were for Harvey, but I would guess he exceeded them. I mean, that's a pretty clean game. And, you know, was he ready late last season? There were some that criticized the Mets for when they decided to start him, when they decided to start him in the rotation so that he's going to start the second game of their first homestand. I defended it. I thought it was the right move. But, dude, 6 innings, 4 hits, 9 strikeouts for Matt Harvey. That's pretty big time. Expecting more brought to you by Ferguson. For over 60 years, Ferguson has been the name that pro contractors count on for plumbing, HVAC, waterworks, and more. Put them to work for you at Ferguson.com. Expecting more brought to you by Ferguson. All right, so yesterday we told you of this story. And then last night, the story kind of changed. College basketball it's not a special replay system. There's a company called DV Sport, which provides replays just to college football officials, college basketball officials. And what they do is they take the direct, I think they take direct streams from the TV trucks, but then they process them themselves, and when the replays are needed, they feed it up to the booth in college football and down to the field in college football, or down to the court in college basketball. So John Adams went to, who's the coordinator of officials. Now, John Adams is retiring at the end of this year. So do I think that John Adams sometimes says things to protect his officials? I do. But do I think that this is a time in which he needs to say something to protect his officials? I don't. Like, his job is done as of now. But he said this on Sirius XM Radio. All four of our officials were involved in the review. Talking about the Justice Winslow review, where the ball appeared to clearly go off the index finger of Justice Winslow. We never saw on our monitor what everybody saw at home, if you can believe that. It's Joe DeRosa, Michael Stevens, Pat Driscoll, and Jeff Clark was the standby official. Then last night, to Outside the Lines, Dan Gavitt, who's the NCAA's vice president of men's basketball championship, said, unfortunately, John misspoke yesterday. The officials did indeed have the camera angle that was shown on the CBS broadcast. And the last angle they did see, they likely did not stay long enough with the review to see that angle magnified. But they made their determination based upon a two-minute review and the camera angle that was shown on CBS with the determination that there wasn't indisputable evidence to overturn the call. You need to have indisputable evidence by rule to change the call. The facts are that they did have the angles the viewer had. Adams said, quote, I saw it after they had left the monitor and actually thought about it. Is it my prerogative to get up, run over to the table, buzz the buzzer, and tell them to come back and look? That's how critical I thought that play was, and concluded that this is a job for the guys on the floor, and I've never done this before. Why would I do it and perhaps change the balance of the game? We have been told time and again, nobody at home will see anything you didn't see. And I will tell you that is not what happened last night. This is not an excuse. I'm laying it out to you. What do you believe? Could they both be telling the truth? It's possible. It's possible. Because I will point out that the first time I saw that angle of the replay where the ball, and you saw it later, clearly went off of Justice Winslow, I thought I saw him hit it with his finger, but I wasn't sure. When they came back around to it and slowed it down, I was sure he hit it with his finger. First time I saw it, I thought, that's off on Justice Winslow. It's pretty obvious. But it took until I saw that particular replay. But even the first time, it was close. Did they have a rush to judgment? I guess my problem actually is probably with John Adams. And it's one of those things to where you're like, should I get up and say something? Yes, you should. That's the lesson. He would actually have been a whistleblower for the referees. See what I got there? Whistleblower, referees. And though it may have upset somebody in the moment, the fact is it was that critical of a play. It was that clear in the video evidence. And if they did, in fact, miss it and he saw it upon further review, he should have said something. Isn't that the, there's an expression, there's a saying for that the cops use now, right? Is it if you see something, say something? Is that what they use? Like, that's really kind of the lesson, like, be vigilant. And I don't know if that's technically in his job duties, but in this particular case, he's seated at a monitor. He's sitting right there. You don't get to be the coordinator of officials unless you're respected as an official. Like, that's basically a political appointment. And yeah, you got to have friends in the right place and all that stuff, but you also got to be a ref that people think is pretty good. Nobody gets that unless they think the guy's pretty good. And so, yeah, it is your job. And you almost feel for the officials because people have been on them all season long. All season long about, how long do these reviews take? Right? Oh, man, how long do these reviews take? Oh, what do people complain about college basketball? The end of the game takes.